Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows.
Hi, everyone. Lynn Schuessler-Williams here with Holly Hartman and Brooke Haynes in the Wise Women Collective Radio. Woo, we're glad you're here. I am going to hand this conversation starter over to my good friend Holly Hartman, because I think she has a question for my other good friend, Brooke Haynes.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I know, Brooke, at the beginning of the year, you and I had been connecting over some visions that you had. And I don't mean like dreams or weird premonitions, but like the vision of what you see for the future, not only for yourself and your business, but like the world in general. I know you have really big visions and really big goals, but we're now past Q1. We're moving into Q2. My curiosity is, what's your process been like from the vision that becomes more clear to where you are now, and share with us that process? Because Lynn and I will take you on a whiplash journey where like we'll do it in a like a hot second. But I also love the process in which you navigate your vision and the way you execute. So I'd love for you to share what's been Q1's journey been like for your vision.
Well, thanks for asking. It is different. I'm so inspired by your all's ability to execute and see the details and line it out, and the ability to make me sound clearer all the time. there is a role for everyone in this world, right? And we make a great team because of that. So I'm big into dialing. I call it dialing in more of what I do want, less of what I don't, because I do see big picture. I see legacy big. It's hard for me to often see the details. So what I do is, and I do this with my clients too, it's, I want to know what you want to feel like. Do you want to feel space? Do you want to feel busy? Do you want to feel, what do you feel like? And also, so I asked myself, what kind of life do I want to be living, and who do I want to be serving? All the things that we all ask ourselves. But for me, what I do is I get into it and I manifest it, because I do manifest pretty good. That's a weird the way I just said that, but I do manifest pretty quickly. But then I realize, not enough of this, more of that. Not really this. Let's move over to more of this other thing. Because I don't see the detail, I don't know how to get really specific about asking for what I want or executing it in a certain way. I do love supporting other people, and half of who I am is supporting other people. Mm-hmm. So I let that get in the way, not get in the way, but come into life as well. So I do have a slower process when I pivot things. I also energetically pivot. So when I see where I want to go, at the turn of the year was your question. It was in December. I don't remember the day. I could have painted a picture. It was dark outside. I had a moment, and in one moment where I was watching a video, and I was like, I'll just tell it what it was. It was a video with a robot in it inside someone's home who were feeding the plant or watering the plants. And I had a moment in that moment. And I was like, first, it was scare, right? Here it comes. The second moment was, well, where's our money going to be made? Like, where's the opportunity? I want to stand in front of that right now. And then the question, I asked myself a question, what does life look like when you have all of this happening and you have all of this space? What does life look like? Well, it looks like a lot of things, right? And when I started picturing what life looked like, I was taken by, that was the same vision I was explaining when I was 22 years old and on a stage with over 1,000 people there. And I was like, wow, it was a real full circle moment. And now I have a reason, I have a why, I have more clarity, and people are ready to hear this message now. And I'm like, and so I found myself dedicated and devoted to getting this message out. To me, it was clear that this is what I was here on earth to do in this moment right now, was to put this message out. And so I did, and I need space to be creative. Otherwise, I just help everyone else do their thing, right? I do it. And then as soon as my space is, as soon as there's space in my calendar, I get to work. And so I have a boundary thing that I work on constantly, constantly working on my boundaries to always provide myself space. But how I move through that is I'm constantly feeling it. And now I'm getting so much better that I can feel when I haven't worked enough on my project. So I haven't given myself a deadline, which sometimes is irritating because I look back and I'm like, Brooke, it is May. This was going to be what you were, but I have a job. I have clients I need to shift in different directions. I have other clients I need to do something different with. I have, you know, I'm consistently making sure it's a win-win for everyone. But it's May. So I didn't give myself a deadline, but every step along the way, I make sure I'm energetically lined up or I seek help. Lynn, Holly, mentor, coach, somebody help. I am not feeling it. And I don't want to serve from this position. Mm-hmm. So I am a big feeler. And I'll wrap up what I'm saying so you have a word in, but ask me some questions about that part. I'll be able to tell you.
I actually have that question because I've heard you say this before. And I think this is, I think for me, this, I heard you say recently, I take a little action, I see how I feel. I take a little action, I see how I feel. I take a little, like that is that clarity of what you meant by I feel my way through. Like, talk about that, because I think that is just like, I love that. It said so much to me. I was like, yeah, I want to do that. So talk about that feeling your way through process.
It's funny. I had a man tell me this when I was 22 and I had no idea what he was talking about. He was like, oh my gosh, it's just like you do something and then you feel it and then you change what you do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And now I'm like, yeah, that's exactly right.
He was
complaining about it at the time.
Right.
Anyway, he's like, you don't just look ahead. Anyway, I do look ahead. It's just a big, big, big picture. But anyway, mm-hmm. What that process is for me is I have to come from a heart-centered space. Like, and I know you all are that's what I love about you all is both of you all are heart-centered as well. And, when I showed up recently to networking, I noticed I wasn't getting deep into people like I used to. And I was surface networking. And I don't like to be a surface person. I would rather not show up because instead of not showing up serving. And so I've stayed behind scenes until I could, you know, empty my cup a little bit so I could have more space to fill people up. Right. So when I feel my way through does this feel good? Does it feel, and it doesn't mean it's not hard. I'm persistent. I have went through lots of hard things, painful things, hard things, you know, it's not about always just feeling good, but does it feel like it's coming from my heart? Does it feel like it is all of me? When I speak it, when I connect with it, when I'm serving someone, does it feel like that's the Brook way? And I had an energy worker tell me one time, you take in from other people and you mix it in yourself and then you put it back out. And that's exactly what it feels like. And if I can't mix it organically or put it out authentically, it's just either gets stuck or I just don't take action on it until it's there.
Mm-hmm. That's just, I've never heard you describe it that way, but I love that image and that understanding of, and you know, from the Whiplash Girls who just get an idea and 10 minutes later it's manifested into something, you know, or it's on its way at least, right? I think it's so important for people to hear there are other ways to create authentically and in alignment with you, and that I call it the feeling tone, right, of something, right? If that feeling tone of the thing is not in alignment, I love what you said about it's in me and I'm not going to put it out there till I feel the alignment and it's ready and it goes. That's just beautiful.
Yeah. It comes, sometimes it gets on my nerves a little bit.
Yeah, I can understand that. We get on my nerves too, because I'm just like, let's go.
And watching people who execute is extremely inspiring. I'm in awe. I'm just like, just dazed at and watching. I'm like, yes, what can I do? What can I do to help you support that? You know? And
thank God is all I can say to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where the balance comes in, is because yes. I am, because that doesn't mean I'm just walking around my flower garden. We all know. Right. I mean, it's hard for me to admit, knowing self-care the way I do, that I am at this computer 12 hours a day, you know, and I do try to take my time, and I do things in self-care, but there is more balance I could do there. So it's not that I'm not doing things. Oh, it's really more about things that are aligned, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We've had the conversation before where you've talked about you're the visionary or you're the doer, but unless somebody's like, you know, giving you that task, it's that in between part of it. So there's that balance. I don't want anybody listening to this thinking that Brooke's not a doer, because my God, she works just as hard as we do, and more sometimes in some of the ways you execute. But one thing that you said that I love, how you talked about feeling your way through it. And I want to touch on this, because I come from a recovery background where numbing out was the thing that I did so I wouldn't feel. And I'm a feeler too. And I feel all kinds of things that come at me very quickly and very rapidly, and have to do it and like navigate it. I know how to navigate it in a healthy way now, but I think a lot of the world is numbing out. And so when they get these visions, they've numbed it out to where they can't even feel to do those dials or those little calibrations to go, okay, this next. And I know for me in collaboration, that is, I'm building out a new program on collaboration. And part of it is because I've done a lot of these feeling experiences going, I don't want to feel that again. What did I learn from it to then move forward? So I hear some of that with you. And then also there are probably new feelings that are coming in that maybe you haven't felt, because it's a new version of who you are and what's coming in. And then the other thing is alchemy. When we bring in things, and I heard alchemy, the alchemist. So you have that alchemistic energy of bringing in, conforming it and putting it out. But if it doesn't align, then it gets lodged. And so we have to energetically be cautious of what, especially in this polarizing world we're living in currently, it's easy to take in what's not ours. And it's hard to alchemize the things that are not ours. So I love that you have that self-awareness around that.
Thank you. Yeah. I think that some things definitely do still get lodged, which is what I'm working on. And I have the ability, I have no shame in reaching out, right? Mm-hmm. I look for someone, I am seeking. This is what's going on. Can you help me? This is what's going on. Can you help me? I want to process it. And with what's going on, so there's a other flip side of this. Because I've numbed out with, through drugs, through drinking, through food. I've numbed out my whole lots of time. So that is a thing. And processing, I think we were doing a thing earlier. Processing is something that is like my fear of success. You know, that was because when I'm totally aligned with my body, mind, and spirit, the amount of attention that I get is a little nerve wracking, you know, but now the version I am today, I can take on the attention, even the bad attention, and not make it self sabotage me.
Right.
In the past, the bad attention would make me feel different. Right.
Yes. Me too. I had that one too, Brooke. I hear that so much from entrepreneurial women that I work with. I see this pattern of, you know, the attention is not always the kind I want.
Right.
And so it stops me from getting the attention I want, because if I align body, mind, spirit, all the places, and put that beautiful thing way out there for all to see, then I know I'm going to get this attention I don't want.
Yeah.
And I see women processing through that on a weekly basis.
Getting ready to say that's when we have to know why and go reset.
Yes.
Right. Because that is what, Because for sure, we get it that the fear, our brain is protecting us because it's what it's meant to do. The fear is protecting us because that's what it's meant to do. But we are also meant to live our authentic, thriving life.
Yes.
So therefore, we got to the fear may still be there, but not to let it block us, not to let it take us down. So therefore, we have to go seek help and say, how do we clear this up if we don't know how to clear that up? Mm-hmm. Another thing is with this, when I'm in different divided areas, someone asked, even friendship, like recently we were on this trip and someone said, well, what happened to that group? And my friend's like, well, Brooke's still friends with everybody. And I'm like, that's true. I am or not. Cause I mean, it is like this side and that side and they divided and we met all in together in one group, but I still in the middle. And the same with like today's climate and all that. I call it seeing through because there is, even if the borders barely look like they touch, there is something. I mean, there's a God particle in there that's in every human thing in the world. I mean, every living thing in the world. And there is something that's the same. And I try to look through it and say, and try to unpack it and be like, well, that was like, I really loved a video last night about what someone said, but then they had to go throw in this other comment. And I wanted to share the video so bad, but I'm not going to share the comment, you know? And I'm like, and so I'm like, why couldn't we just see through this? What he was saying was beautiful, but then he had to go throw in that other comment. And that's what causes the division. Right. And so to unpack it and really look through things. And that's what I'm trying to always come from. And it's not, that's where I seek to always come from, right? That's where my work is to say, am I coming from this, from that solid center ground?
So beautiful, Brooke. So beautiful. And you know, I can say, as someone who knows a lot of people, you know, and people you're related to and things like that, who may or may not have opinions that are different than mine, that those people are also, I think, from your influence of you being the person who sees through and doesn't get stuck by the surface, whatever that's different. I can say this about both of you all, that they are the people who disagree with me that I am most willing to have conversation with, because they are Brooke influenced, because they are more willing than most people to have those kinds of conversations in a loving, peaceful way. And that right there is such a huge pebble that you drop into the ocean of the world, the pond of the world, and that the ripple effects are so bigger and so much more than any of us will ever know, right? But that is definitely an experience I have had.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to take a moment to receive that, because my brain wants to say, well, let me tell you what's bad about this. Can we go back to how much action gets done on the things I really want to get done on? But no, I will receive that compliment. And I thank you for that. And I do feel seen in that. So thank you.
Yes. And I have to add, I can say the exact same thing about Holly Hartman.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. There's definitely a synergy of this in our group here.
Yeah, same thing. Yes, Lynn is that too. Yes, that back. Yeah.
And when we talk about like collaboration, and when we talk about uplifting women, like or no competition. I mean, we all three organically came from this place and landed here together. Who all three have this really, really in deeply ingrained mission of this, you know, and we've talked about it different ways. We've honored it different ways, but that is the core of this, is uplifting and bringing people together and having space at a table, regardless of how many people at that table might look or might not look like you, you know,
I mean, I have to tell y'all something. I don't think I've told y'all this, but last Well, the last time we did Wise Women Wednesday, which is our once a month connection event inside of the Wise Women Collective, there were a lot of new people there, a lot of people who'd never been there before. And when we were done, everybody dropped off and two of the new people stayed on just organically. And I hadn't clicked into the thing yet, right? So we were all three there together and they started talking. And you guys, they were saying things like, I've never been to a women's group like this before. I've never been to a place where I felt seen and heard and amplified and, you know, picked up and radiated. And I am so ready to go from this. This is just like, and so I say all that to let our listeners know that we just don't talk about this. Like, this is a thing we do outside of the circle of the three of us. Mm-hmm. The three of us is a circle that is that pebble we drop into the pond, but the pond is bigger and the ripples are wider. And, you know, everybody's all the women, all people who identify as women, no matter their color, their location, that, well, location is global in our group. And we're an English speaking group, although there are several people there, lots of people there who speak other languages too, but our events are run in English. So just so you know that, but we are committed to that being the defining example of what we're doing here in Wise Women Collective. And I just think, you know, I'm just super grateful. Like, when I think, if you had said to me 10 years ago, here's what's going to go on in this online women's group, that I'd be like, what the heck are you talking about? I don't know that. Like, but here we are. And it is wonderful. It is wonderful. Thank you. Such gratitude.
Well, I'm certainly glad to have you all a part of this. I can't imagine, you know, I remember when I was 30, that's when I quit my job and said, I'm just going to go open up the business and do it. I needed companionship. I needed this, right? And that was back in the conferencing call line days.
Yes.
And so I would start a conference call. Like, my aunt joined once, and this one girl down the street, that Jen, shout out to you. She would join once or twice. I never had more than two people on there, but every month I'd be like my own personal little ramp up call. This is what we're going to do today. This is how we're going to feel. Blah, 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 blah. And and I think back to those days, I'd pace and I'd get myself amped up. I was coming from a really masculine energy doing it because I hadn't navigated things in this way yet. And now we have you all. I have this partnership. I have Marco Polo. I have people who, you know, who we get to do that with organically and on a daily basis. I say for anyone listening, if you do not have your people, find your people. Be willing to and open to have your people. You have us. You have people in the community, and find your people, because this so-called life isn't for just to be showing up on our own. That's for sure.
Right. Nobody was meant to do this alone. I'm pretty sure we're not wired that way.
No. Yeah. I would love to mention, you shared in the group, Lynn, about when you first had your first meeting live, and I watched that video back, and how consistent and steadfast from the beginning of what the values were and all of that. So myself, I've only been a part of the group, 2 years, maybe a year and a half. I don't even know when I started.
I would say at least two.
We'll say two. But it was such an easy connection point for me, because your values already were aligned. You were already using the language I was already familiar with. And I was like, oh, so I believe I magnetized you all into my orbit of, like, I needed to be with other emotionally intelligent women who were showing up in a different frame than what a lot of the world was showing, in a safe container, because those are things that are important to me, of, like, you know, we can't, online world, nothing is like 100% safe, but to create psychologically positive environments, not toxic positivity, but like true, right, authentic. I see you, and no matter what door you're coming in, and each of us have our own communities, even outside of these that we've developed and bring in, and we have this synergy. And I just, it's such a beautiful gift of, this is what I focus on with collaboration now, is we all are bringing a different element, a different spice to the mix, a different, it complements the dish. It doesn't compete with the dish, but man, we got some good flavor going on.
The flavor.
We really do.
Amen to all of that, Holly, and right back at you. Yeah. I do think, you know, I feel like we magnetized each other right into this space for sure. And I feel that way about every new woman who joins Wise Women Collective. I'm like, oh, look, you're finally here. Look. Yeah.
I'll get on the call with one of them and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want to be in your sandbox. Like, I can't talk to everybody all day long, right? Like, I just can't. And I wish I could, because that's why, when I make my millions or when I make whatever it is I'm going to make that I can feel comfortable enough to just chat all day long, you know, I would love to, right?
Yeah. Oh, me too.
I'm going to be calling up everybody, hey, how you doing, you know, and checking in on everybody. I'll just come the whole however long it takes me to get through the whole Wise Women Collective, I will make sure I do it, because I love them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this was fun today, you guys. Thank you for spending time together, as always. I hope all our listeners took some great energy away from today. And join us at wisewomencollectivehq.com to find the next event we have, where you can come and feel some of this through the internet waves, but live and in person through the internet. Yeah. So we love y'all. Thanks for listening. Brooke and Holly, thank you so much for being here. Everybody, let's go.
Thank you for joining us on the Wise Women Collective Show.
We trust you're leaving inspired, empowered, and ready to make a difference. Keep the momentum going. Join our Wise Women Collective community at wisewomencollectivehq.com.
Connect with other women, amplify your power, and together we'll continue to rise. Until next time, stay strong and connected, because when women rise, the world follows.